Hello, we are studying a Rabash article. The article is, what is the prayer for help and for forgiveness in the work? The article can be found in the Arbut system as well as in the writings of Rabash. You can also find it on Sviva Tova. The article, what is the prayer for help and for forgiveness in the work?
Well, it is seemingly the most important thing because we're talking about prayer, we're talking about help, and that this help will include the forgiveness in that we don't succeed and we don't apologize, we don't even know what for. But we ask for forgiveness and progress in the work. Prayer. It's the main and only unique thing that can help us in attaining the purpose of life. Please, that we turn to the Creator, who is the one unique and unified force. There's none else besides Him, and only He orchestrates our past, present, and future. Let's hope we manage to properly contact Him, and then He'll reply to us in full. Niv, please.
What is the prayer for help and for forgiveness in the work? Our sages said, man's inclination overcomes him every day and seeks to put him to death. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. This means that when the Creator helps him, he can overcome it. Hence, the question is, why should a person ask the Creator for forgiveness for the sin? Since our sages said that a person himself cannot overcome it unless with the help of the Creator. It follows that if a person sins, it is not his fault. For what could he do if the Creator did not help him? To understand this, we need to understand what the root of sin is. Meaning, what are the reasons that causes all the sins? Although the answer is simple and known to all, that the reason for all the sins is the evil inclination, we should know the source and the root of the evil inclination which incites the creatures to sin. In other words, why does he want the creatures to sin in the world? We should also understand what is the good inclination, which wants specifically that the creatures will engage in Torah and mitzvot. As we learned, the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations, for this reason, the Creator created creatures that want to receive delight and pleasure, meaning to have a desire and craving for pleasures. Or they feel that they have no point in living. They must receive pleasure, or they feel torments. That will to receive imprinted in the creatures is the root of the evil inclination, which incites the creatures to sin.
אם הבורא ברא בהנבראים
However, we need to understand, if the Creator created this will to receive in the creatures, and it is the reason why the creatures are called creatures, which is as it is written that the creatures are called existence from absence, which is something new that did not exist before he created it, then why is it the root of the evil inclination?
היות שכל ענף רוצה להידמות לשורשו. לכן
the answer to this is presented in the study of the Ten Sefirot. Since every branch wants to resemble its root, had this will to receive remained in its form, which is in order to receive, that desire which is opposite from the Creator would feel unpleasantness upon reception of the pleasures. For this reason, there was a correction on this called tzimtzum, or restriction. This means that it will not receive the light in this vessel called receiving for oneself, but will receive the abundance specifically when it has the intention to bestow. This means that all that a person wants to receive for himself became forbidden because any desire in the upper one becomes a binding law in the lower one. Meaning that the lower one makes a prohibition if he receives for himself and not with the aim to bestow contentment upon his maker. It follows that all the sins extend from a person wanting to receive for his own sake. As it is written, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It follows that the Torah and mitzvot that were given to observe are with the aim to bring us to the intention to be able to aim our hearts to do anything in order to bestow. This is called Kedusha. From this extends that the Klipa and the Sitrach, which want to receive for their own sake, are in this opposite from Kedusha. For this reason, we call the will to receive for one's own sake by a new name, the evil inclination. Since by wanting to satisfy its own wish and enjoy for itself, it prevents us from observing Torah and mitzvot. Because by observing Torah and mitzvot, even if lo lishma, we come to lishma. Hence, even in lo lishma, the evil inclination prevents us from observing Torah and mitzvot. Since from lo lishma, we come to lishma. For this reason, for the mere doubt that it may come, it already disrupts. Lishma means that a person does everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. It follows that when a person engages in Torah and mitzvot, the evil inclination loses so much that it disappears from the world. In other words, by observing Torah and mitzvot, the person kills it. It is as our sages said, Tanya Rabbi Yossi from the Galilee says, the righteous, the good inclination, judges them. As it was said, my heart is slain within me. Rashi interprets, my heart is slain with me, is the evil inclination. It is as though dead within me, meaning that he can force it. Accordingly, everything that the evil inclination does, which obstructs him from engaging in Torah and mitzvot, it does justly. Since the person wants to put it to death through the Torah and mitzvot. For this reason, the will to receive is called evil, since it harms a person. For the evil inclination prevents a person from achieving dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator, which is called life. As it is written, and you who cling unto the Lord your God are alive, every single one of you, this day. And when a person realizes that the will to receive for himself prevents him from reaching the world of the living and wants the person to remain in the world of darkness and death, is there anything worse in the world than obstructing him from reaching life? At that time, a person names the will to receive for himself the name evil inclination. This means that when a person feels the troubles it causes him, he names it evil. Whereas before a person comes to feel that the will to receive for himself prevents him from reaching the delight and pleasure, the person does not refer to the will to receive for himself by the name evil inclination. From this we see that the will to receive for oneself is right when it prevents a person from observing Torah and mitzvot, since the will to receive for oneself sees that the person wants to put it to death, as in the words of our sages about the verse, my heart is slain within me. That in the righteous who observe Torah and mitzvot, the evil inclination becomes as though dead. It is as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It follows that this will to receive, which is imprinted in the creatures, is the root of all the sins. It does not let the creatures observe the commandments of the Creator, because it sees that they want to remove it from the world. It is as it is written in the essay preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia says, the Creator wanted to cleanse Israel. Hence, he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. He explains there that by observing Torah and mitzvot, they are rewarded with cleansing from the will to receive for themselves. Hence, we understand very well why the will to receive is what prevents us from observing Torah and mitzvot. And it is the root and the cause for all the sins. It therefore follows that those who want to work on the path of bestowal, the war against the evil inclination is more difficult for them, since these people really want to kill and put to death the will to receive for themselves. That is, they want to walk in the path of Torah, which is opposite from the view of landlords. The view of landlords is that they are not doing anything unless it is for their own good. Hence, when they engage in Torah and mitzvot, their whole intention is to thereby gain reward for their own sake. That is, they will stay in their will to receive, And only before they began to engage in Torah and Mitzvot, they wanted reward in this world, while engaging only in corporeal matters. For one who works for the landlord, wants the landlord to pay his salary. But now that they have begun to work and observe Torah and Mitzvot, that the Creator has commanded us, they want the Creator to pay their reward. It follows that it is all by way of self-gain. But afterward, when they begin to observe Torah and Mitzvot, it is with the intention to receive reward for their will to receive the next world. Thus, the evil inclination, called the will to receive, did not resist them so much, since the will to receive objected to them only over doubt. Meaning, since from Lo Lishma, we come to Lishma. That is, he began to engage in Torah and Mitzvot in order to reward himself, but by this, he could later come to Lishma, meaning to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. Conversely, one who wants from the beginning to work in order to receive reward, meaning does not want to work for his own sake, the evil inclination certainly resists him every step of the way. The evil inclination wants to keep he who comes to kill you, kill him first. Hence, their work is much harder than those who work in order to receive reward. Since from the beginning, they say that they want to observe Torah and Mitzvot as a remedy by which to kill the evil inclination. As was said, and my heart is slain within me. Now we can understand the question we asked according to what our sages said. Man's inclination overcomes him every day. And were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Thus, why is it man's fault if he did not receive the required help from the Creator? And accordingly, why should one ask forgiveness from the Creator? The answer is simple. It is because he did not ask for help. Our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided. It follows, accordingly, that the help comes from the Creator after he asks for help. Thus, man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. Had he asked for help, he would certainly get help from the Creator. But if a person says that he asked for help and the Creator did not help him, to this comes the answer that a person should believe that the Creator hears the prayers as it is written, for you hear the prayer of every mouth. If he truly believed, his prayer would be complete, and the Creator hears a complete prayer. Meaning when a person yearns with all his heart, that the Creator will help him. However, if his prayer is not constantly on his lips, it means that he does not have the real faith that the Creator can help him and that the Creator hears everyone who asks him, and that small and great are equal before him, meaning that he answers everyone. It follows that the prayer is incomplete. This is why he should ask forgiveness for his sins, for not asking for the required help from the Creator. And although there are other answers in the literal, in the work, when a person wants to walk on the path of bestowal and not by way of reception, the sin is mainly that a person did not ask the Creator to help him overcome the evil. For this, he asks forgiveness, and from here on, he will ask for help.
Yes, Tzvika, do you want to ask
something? Yes, Tzvika, you want to ask something?
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. It's strange. For you hear the prayers of every mouth, and if you were to believe truly, this prayer would be complete, and the Creator hears complete prayers, meaning a person yearns with all his heart for the Creator to help him. Now, what does it mean to believe truly? After all, he doesn't feel anything. How is he supposed to really feel that the Creator will help him? What is it to come to really believe? What is that concept?
That he has nothing to do besides accepting the words of the sages, that the Creator orchestrated everything and left man with only one thing. You can't do it, turn to me and ask.
The problem is, let's put it this way, we learned a lot about prayers this week. How does a person know that his prayers are answered? He does a lot of work, he feels that they're actually not answered. How could we understand that they are answered?
That's true, that we don't immediately feel the response from the Creator, on the one hand, but on the other hand, we have to have faith in the sages and what they said, that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth. And then, when he hears, he replies, except it's possible that we won't feel the answering of the prayer, but it comes and it enters the person, and all those responses from the Creator accumulate in the person until a person begins to feel, to identify them. And with them, he begins to answer the Creator.
Thank you.
Yes, Dudi.
What's considered the help of the Creator?
The help of the Creator is the answering of the prayer. If you have no deficiency, you won't feel the response.
And what is the answer of the prayer? How can you identify that he's answering?
That you'll have the right deficiency. What are you asking of him?
But he hears every mouth.
Yeah, but what is every mouth? Every mouth that asks for help. How can one ask for help? What for? What he cannot do on his own, which is that he'll have the good inclination, the force of bestowal. If he asks that from the Creator, then the Creator has to listen. Not immediately, but after a few times, as he establishes himself and learns how to turn to the Creator, then he begins to identify that he has some contact with the Creator, some inner contact. That he turns and there is who to turn to. And also, he receives a response through that. Okay?
Ken, Itzik.
Yes, Itzik.
Lama tzarich levakesh slicha me'abure? Lama lo maspik levakesh izra?
Why do we need to ask forgiveness from the Creator? Why is it not enough to ask for help, to pray? But I need to say to him, sorry, it won't happen to me again. Help me, like, forgive me.
Because the Creator prepared everything perfectly. And if we don't know how to use correctly what He prepared, then for that we as if need to ask for forgiveness. Because by that we correct our deafness, our flaw, that we don't understand what He wants from us, that we are far from Him, that we are thinking in the wrong direction than what we should, and so forth.
I'm sorry, what am I to blame for something? I'm going backwards. What is forgiveness altogether when I'm asking from the Creator?
Forgiveness is that I feel that I cannot reach the request that is required of me. That's it. The request that is demanded of me, that I will ask, that I'll prepare myself, that I'll want to receive the right assistance, the correct assistance. So I have to direct myself towards that assistance. And here the question is whether I am not giving the Creator my requests in the right way. I'm not presenting it to Him, and that too I need to ask for forgiveness for.
It's like a form of recognition of evil.
Yes, it's how much more I lack in order to achieve the right functioning. Yes.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav.
If person says that I did mistake, that's Avodah Zara.
It's foreign, alien work.
I know that Creator gave me that desire to implement that action. And you answered to Itzik that forgiveness is that I couldn't come to right request.
Mm-hmm.
But forces in order to come to right request is also coming from the Creator. So am I to blame in the state?
לא, הכוחות אנחנו מקבלים בהתאם לעבודה שלנו.
No, we receive strength, forces, in accordance with our work. If we connect in the ten, if we try together with the ten to aim ourselves towards the right goal, then we know exactly what to ask for. Because all these conditions of what I need to achieve with whom, in what way do I achieve it with them, do I reach the goal, what's the connection between the goal and the Creator. So if I aim myself correctly, then I know what to ask, what to ask for. So even though we don't know yet exactly what to ask for, we don't have the correct deficiency, that too is what we ask forgiveness for, because that's already a correction.
The yes. thing is, let's say I have a desire, and I think what I have to do with the desire is to reverse it. Because the purpose of the desire is to get fulfilled. But I do not want to get fulfilled that way. I want to reverse it and connect the desire to its root. So this request is between the fulfilling desire without masach and between reversing it and connecting it with its source. So this is the choice that I have.
You could say that.
So in this case, let's say a desire, in the desire there are hard judgments, and I cannot stand against it. I cannot stop it, stop the reception. So what?
You don't need to prevent anything. You need to use all that the Creator created so as to form the correct prayer, the correct request.
I understand you, but the thing is that sometimes I know that if I come to request, my job is done on that desire. But I want the fulfillment in the reception so much that I don't want to lose it with request.
That is true. So soon you will discover that your requests aren't throwing you out of the right path.
I feel that reception is more tastier. I think that in reception I will take more taste, but I know that if I request, Creator will connect that desire to bestowal. But in my mind, reception is more attracting me. So I intentionally I do not make this request.
Subconsciously, I understand. So what do you do? You begin to work against the disturbances. This is what is called the evil inclination. That it shows itself overpowering the person when the person is already on the way towards truth. And then the desire that awakens in him pushes him backwards. And then a person asks accordingly, more and more and more. Ultimately, he needs to reach a state where the evil inclination and the good inclination will work within him in parallel two. And then, on these two, like on 2 feet, he can move forward.
Thank you, thank you.
French one.
French one.
Comment vérifier et différencier que
les choses qui se
produisent dans la dizaine sont le résultat de la prière de l'un des amis et non l'action de l'ego?
How to check that the changes that take place in the ten are as a result of the prayer and not from our ego?
אנחנו מגלים את זה.
We discover that.
עד כמה שהתפילה משפיעה על התוצאות ועד כמה שה...
The extent to which prayer shapes the results and the evil inclinations shapes the results, and they are both connected in the right response from the Creator.
כן. בלרוס.
Belarus.
Рав, скажите, пожалуйста, где граница между приложил усилия и нашел и просьбой о помощи?
Where is the boundary between I have exerted and I found and the place where you ask for the help of the Creator?
Матайша, они...
When I invest strength, I put in the effort and I ask for strength. I reach a state where I ultimately understand that it all depends on the Creator. And alone, on my own strength, I certainly cannot advance even one step forward. Then, accordingly, my request becomes deeper.
French 2.
French 2.
Bonsoir Rav, bonsoir les amis. Une question d'un ami. Il est dit que plus...
Hello Rav, hello friends. A question from a friend.
Comment peut-on arriver à la sensation...
To the extent in which we advance... The evil inclination grows. How can we come to the feeling of death of the evil inclination?
We reach the system of the evil inclination through the system of the good inclination. Because the upper's will is not to make us fail. But on the contrary, so to the extent that we can overcome, we are given something to overcome. And that's what how we have to see things, that the Creator always helps and always gives us balanced states.
Yes, dear Rav. Every stage in the spiritual work needs to include request and forgiveness from the Creator, and on the other hand, also request for Him to give us the force of bestowal. Is it every moment that is built on these two things, forgiveness and request?
Yes, every step forward has to be comprised of both the good inclination and the bad inclination.
How to ask forgiveness correctly? It's not just some kind of formal appeal. What do I need to feel here, and how do we do this?
אדם לא יכול לבד להגיע לזה. הוא צריך קודם להתקשר עם החברים. הוא צריך להרגיש...
A person cannot attain that on his own. He has to first connect to the friends. He has to feel that he's in a group, as it's called, and then he can build is correct to request appeal from the Creator for the ten. And that's how he gradually corrects and corrects himself until he comes to a response. Yes.
Holland One.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Holland One.
It looks like it's we need a constant prayer to be able to be helped, to come to this faith. What does it mean to constantly pray, to come to this point of this real faith before one is helped?
He receives help as well, but in a different way. It's help in understanding what he lacks. And from that point, he then continues to correct himself. So he already received help before as well. That's our entire work.
It's a sort of a feeling that you, let's say, lose the contact and that you need a constant prayer. So it's a sort of it feels like a searching process.
But,
if I don't keep on praying, it will not be heard. So where do we get the power from to constantly want to pray to the Creator?
That is what you get from the friends, of course, from the friends. Because that's where a person can very quickly, you could even say immediately, feel what he lacks. The deficiency that he receives from lack of connection with the friends, that is the correct deficiency. And if he will always run towards realizing it, it'll be sufficient for him to correct everything. Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav. Good morning, dear friend. Kötü eylemin üstesinden gelmemiz için içimizdeki eksikliği nasıl uyandırırız?
How can I evoke the deficiency in us so that we will be able to overcome the evil inclination?
החיסרון שאני צריך לעורר כדי להתגבר על היצרה זה חיסרון.
The deficiency that I need to awaken in order to overcome the evil inclination is the deficiency in for connection with the friends. Because it is certain that in any state we are in, the correct connection between us will give us the solution. It will give us the solution. And therefore, it's the only thing we need. It's the only thing we need.
No.
Раф, вот сейчас я ощущаю, что злое начало, оно мое. И поэтому мне тяжело, наверное, от него отказаться.
Now I feel like the evil inclination is mine, and that's why it's hard for me to give up, to get rid of it and give up.
Как-то сделать, чтобы я ощущал, что оно не мое, а вот как прилепили его мне, чтобы я его смог возненавидеть.
Is there a way to feel that the evil inclination is not mine, so that I would, that was kind of stuck with me and that I have to hate? Is it a good, is it a proper movement of thought here that's to go with?
And then what? The good inclination is yours?
То есть я сейчас как бы должен пойти против себя самого,
yes.
И поэтому я его не могу возненавидеть. А если бы я...
We need to go against myself now, and that's why I can't hate it.
На самом деле, у меня может быть и доброе начало, а злое начало просто мне дал Творец.
But if I were to feel that I could also have the good inclination, and the evil inclination was given to me by the Creator, then maybe I would be able to give it up. Maybe I didn't kind of express my thought correctly.
Well, we'll wait. Soon you'll feel it clearer.
Thank you.
תודה רבה רב. אומרים שאנחנו הבורא נותן לנו להכיר את היצר.
Thank you very much, Rav. We're told that we have to recognize the evil inclination, and we're in a process that we're in slowly, and until we actually feel it and understand that we need its help.
למה כל כך קשה לבקש ממנו?
Why is it so hard to ask from him? We wish that we would ask all day long. Why is it so hard, nevertheless? Because it's not under your control, and your evil inclination receives only what's under your control. Yes. Can you put the evil inclination to death? Because he's talking about putting it to death. Is it even possible? We need to want to. We need to come closer to that. Thank you.
Again.
Yes. Good morning. It works out that the forgiveness is a restriction because you're erasing something inside of you. Let's say if I bring a gift to a friend physically, and I also promise him that next time I won't do something, so I erase in me. So it turns out that the forgiveness is a certain form of restriction. Is that right? And then the request comes? There's something psychological in what you're saying, but actually no. Thank you. That's it. So we will move onwards. Haifa 3.
Shalom Rav. Shalom Kol Kli Olami.
Hello Rav. Hello to the whole world. Kli. The right connection. Is that the center of the ten of the group, or through the center of the group we turn to the Creator? Through the center of the group we address the Creator. Thank you. Thank you, dear Rav. We have two ways to relate to this source. One is the root of the sin, and the other one is the essence, the main part of the sin. What's the practical difference for the ten? The root of the sin is the Creator. I have created the evil inclination. Yes? That's the source of the sin. That's the root of the sin. Now, for us to come to the fact that it comes from the Creator in order for us to invert it, and from that root we will rise to the Creator with our request, with proof that this is all we're missing. To invert it to the good inclination, then it's a sign that we have come to the right goal from a thing that is against him.
Salt Lake City.
Boker Tov, Rav. I have two questions, if you'll allow it.
Please, no.
Okay. Is there a difference between the lack and deficiency, or are they one and the same?
No,
no difference. Let's say that there's no difference for the time being. Second question.
Okay, thank you. In order to come to the prayer or the request to the Creator, do I first come to the center of the group, and then collectively do we come to the prayer together?
זה כבר לא תלוי באדם.
that is already not dependent on a person. It's upon a person just to raise his lack to the Creator. And what the Creator does beyond that, the calculations towards a person, towards the ten, that's not on us.
Thank you, Rav.
H. Ezer.
H. 10. Thank you very much, Rav. This article was a true explanation.
I'm going to speak in English. This article was really explained every the levels that we go through from top to bottom, every level and level and level. My question is, when the evil inclination looks like the bad guy in this story, but in this story, without the evil inclination, we could not do nothing to come closer to the Creator. So the evil inclination is actually the hero.
Right. Well, so what do you want to say by this?
I want to say by this to not dismiss the evil inclination, because without it, we are nothing.
Okay. All right, the Creator himself also says, I have created the evil inclination. That specifically, by it, you come to the purpose of creation.
Ken.
Thank you, Rav.
Yes.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Мы знаем, что в духовной работе мы должны прийти к радости. И...
We know that in spiritual work we need to come to joy. And a person can find himself in joy only out of gratitude, not from the request. So what's our constant work? To be in joy and gratitude, or nevertheless in request? We need to be constantly in a blessing towards the Creator. Blessed be you, the Lord, etc. Upon all kinds of things that our sages corrected for us. This is what we need to do. But besides that, also in the questions and the requests, this is our work, to be in the two lines.
No.
Доверие пути и помощи Творца — это постоянно надо держать.
Да. Ken.
Meaning faith on the path and to hold on to the Creator is what we have to do all the time. Yes. Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rav. È detto, prima che tu chieda, ho già risposto. Significa che se qualche amico è in qualche mancanza fisica.
He says, before you call, I will answer. Does that mean that every friend who has a lack physically, that's already the answer?
No.
No, it's not the answer for me.
Woman Toronto.
Morning, dear Rav, dear friends. About coming to the complete prayer, Rabash writes, a person should believe that the Creator hears the prayers, and if he truly believed, his prayer would be complete. What is it that we need to believe for the prayer to be complete?
That's that
the Creator deliberately awakens all kinds of questions and states within us so that we will receive a feeling of the negative, a feeling of deficiency, and we'll be able to ask for correction. And that's the only way we advance.
Ashkelon 2.
Ashkelon 2.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. Question. A person should raise his deficiency to the Creator, and if he didn't do that, it's considered negligence, if I understood correctly.
Yes.
Question, how to settle this article with Shamati number one, which says there's none else besides him and it's all from the Creator.
If there's none else besides him, then you can connect to that to whatever you want. It's not an answer for us. None else besides him is always present throughout all of creation, behind all actions which seem to be against or in favor of creation, against or in favor of the attainment of the goal. So you can answer anything with none else besides him.
With your permission, Rav, just one more question. I'll just refine it a little bit. He says in Shabbati 1, he says, what was yesterday? The action that happened yesterday? Don't take upon yourself. That came from the Creator. And here it's also, I was negligible, I was neglectful about the past too. So that, please help me settle between those two.
No, you don't need to straighten this. You need to keep going. You need to continue and every moment will be as new.
Ken.
Yes.
In this article and altogether, what we've been studying about prayer lately, this labyrinth that is called to kill the evil inclination is mentioned, to battle it, to kill it. I can share from my personal experience that the more the time passes and more states I go through, I understand that I need to manage myself with it. You can't cancel it.
That will come later.
But the point is that it's not later. I'm studying it all the time. I'm trying to learn this all the time. And the more I enter inwards, I'm more perplexed. But I know that I'm not allowed to let go, because if I find the right formula, I will reach that side that is called to be in the right prayer, or more correctly, in connection with the Creator.
Yes.
That depends on that.
Okay.
And here I'm coming and asking, why aren't we talking about that? I remember you mentioned Rabash, who used to go up on the roof and sit there in the greatest heat on the, whatever, the aluminum roof there, and would point at himself and say, let it suffer. There are many such things that we don't deal with, but it's something that's very, it's kind of needed to learn to understand this.
Learn it on yourself.
This is
what Rabash says.
So we need to investigate it.
Yes.
Turkey 7. Woman.
Turkey 7. Women.
Selam sevgili Rav. Selam sevgili dostlar. Bazen kötü.
Hello, Rav. Sometimes I see the evil inclination, but I can't turn to the Creator for him to correct it. I turn to the Creator only when I feel that the evil inclination is hurting me. So my question is, why is it not enough to be aware of this evil inclination for us to turn to him?
But then with what will I turn to the Creator if I don't feel that he hurts me, hinders me, that it truly hates me? I have to reach a state where I hate it, and then I turn to the Creator.
Woman, Mach 56.
Women, Mach 56.
Доброе утро, Рав. Человек приходит к правильному.
Good morning, Rav.
Когда осознал, что не способен сделать что-то.
A person comes to the correct request when he understands that he cannot, he's not capable of doing anything.
Ken.
And from this dead end, he turns to the Creator?
Yes.
Do we have to come to such a dead end state each time in order to turn to him?
Woman have to.
Preferably. Women have to.
Thank you, Rav. There are many times feelings of humiliation in the prayer, or like a thousand times you raised it and you didn't get an answer. So what's your prayer worth it? Even the very appeal is kind of like lowering you. And I feel like it doesn't enable me to truly appeal to him properly. What do we do with that feeling of humiliation?
Continue. Keep going. Because this stems from the evil inclination in us.
Can we somehow circumvent it, deal with it? Is this humiliation necessary?
It's necessary. And if you don't really want to feel it, that means you have more to work on. Okay. Yes.
Good morning, Rav. It's written that there are people that to begin with wants to work in order to bestow and that their work is very difficult. And there's those who to begin with want to receive reward and later believe that somehow from lo lishma they'll come to lishma. Do we have to go through this process, meaning to move from a state in which we're demanding reward to a state in which, to begin with, we're not demanding reward? Or how does that work?
We have to yearn for only one thing, to understand that each time we receive correct directions from the Creator towards in order to bestow on our part. That's it.
And what does it mean to establish yourself in a state of not demanding reward and work only in order to bestow?
That's what I said, that for this we receive directions each time. Okay? Yes.
What prayer is more precise, the prayer to correct myself or the prayer for the friends?
I don't know about precise, but more helpful, useful prayer is for the friends.
Ken? No?
Yes. From PT27,
the Creator has no lack. If it's clear that forgiveness that we're asking from Him is in order to make corrections in us, what change does the request for forgiveness to the Creator do in me?
First of all, the Creator contains all of our deficiencies and He awakens them within us so that we will reach a state where He is clothed in us. That's it.
From women, Heb 3, only from the center of the group you can turn to the Creator. What is the center of the group?
It's the collection that is the 10.
From Belarusia, how can Torah and Mitzvot kill the evil inclination?
By working to draw the light that reforms, called Torah, and by that light, correct our actions, and that is we called, then they're called Mitzvot.
From Asker 1, the asking for forgiveness is a state of request from a person?
The request for forgiveness comes to us from a combination of the good inclination and the bad inclination. Because if we didn't have the evil inclination, we'd have nothing to ask for. There would be no deficiency or reason to turn to the Creator.
from Mask 2. What does it mean that the Creator hears?
The Creator hears means that our prayers are included in His degree. The Creator is also not something that is undefined. It is Bore, come and see, which means it's a specific degree, a specific state, and that is something we can define.
From PT19, what's the difference between a prayer from the heart and a prayer from the mouth?
Prayer from the heart is true prayer, and prayer from the mouth, we also know what it is from our world.
From 22, so the purpose of creation is to receive the upper abundance. What is that? Could you explain?
The upper pleasure is to be bonded with the Creator, to resemble Him. That's it?
There are many more questions, so I continue?
No. Yes.
What does it mean that a person has the intention in order to bestow?
That he wants to do actions similar to the Creator.
Every single action or specific ones?
No, it doesn't matter what action. What's important is what intention.
The intention needs to clothe my prayer. What exactly? Because there's always this specific gap that you're asking for help, and so it won't fall into my desire to receive.
What do I want right now from turning to the Creator? That's it. Yes,
Yaakov. Another central thing he defines in the article, which is kind of like a solution, which is to engage in Torah and mitzvot.
Yes.
What is in this means that helps change our nature?
For the attainment of the goal, we have nothing besides Torah and Mitzvot, because in doing the actions called in order to bestow, it's called Mitzvot, we understand how weak and incapable and not built for it we are. And then we turn for help. And by that, we attain the light that reforms, called Torah.
Meaning they push us to the request.
Yes.
When does the group engage in Torah mitzvot?
When the friends wish to connect between them and clarify, scrutinize what is their common deficiency.
Last question. How is it felt in a person that will to receive in him feels that it's about to be killed? What does it feel?
That he discovers that his will to receive is standing between him and the Creator. That if he won't and nullify it, he'll never reach the purpose of creation, he'll never be able to connect to the Creator, feel some equivalence. That's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Friends, so we... What are we doing next, Niv?
We have the preface to the Kabbalah or the...
What do we want? Who's in favor of Pticha, preface? And who is in favor of what? The freedom article.
Freedom article.
Oh, you want freedom that bad. Okay. Freedom article.
We're going to move to the next, but we'll sing a song first.
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. You know, inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks